Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning a new Simen. Tonight we are beginning, where are we up to? Simen Shin Samach. What are we up to? Shin Samach Vav, right? Why is my place saved at the wrong spot? Okay, so I haven't been here in a while, I guess. So Simen Shin Samach Vav. So tonight, this is page 458. This is page Reish Chav Tes Amid Beis. So tonight, I think we'll just probably do Si'if Aleph. I'm not going to do Sif Beis. We'll save that for tomorrow. So just Sif Aleph, a short shiur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chatzer Sharbi Batim Pesuchim L'Telcho. If you have a chatzer that has many homes that open up into the chatzer, Asur Chacham L'Taltel Mi Bateim L'Chatzer Ad She'arvu. The Chacham say you're not allowed to carry from the homes into the chatzer unless you made an Eruv Chatzeros. How do you make an Eruv Chatzeros? Tahainu Shagovim Pas Mikol Bayis U'Bayis. The simplest way is, but the conventional way is that they collect bread from each house in the chatzer, and they put that bread in one of the homes. And then we visualize as if all of the people live in that house where the bread is being kept, and it's as if the entire chatzer is the chatzer of that bais that is shared by everybody, and therefore everyone is allowed to carry from the chatzer to all the batim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nalav, Shahar Be Batim Shal Anashim Yuchadim, means multiple homes that are each owned by separate individuals, mi bateim lechatzer, that they carry from their homes to the chatzer. They're normally not allowed to do that. It's an isser drabanan. Vu adin mi bayis lebayis, and likewise from one bayis to the next bayis, betocha chatzer o betocha mavui, either within the chatzer or within the mavui, afsha mavui mesukim b'lachi v'kora. And this is true even if there's a lachi or a kora that's mesak in the mavui. That only allows once the chatzeros each have an Eruv to be allowed to carry in the Mavui itself, but not to carry from the Batim out into the Mavui. V'tam b'kol zeh, and the reason for this is the gazru shlo lahotzi mirushuso l'rushus chavero. They wanted to make a gzera not to carry from your rushus to someone else's rushus, kidei delo leisila fukim rushus yachal rushus rabim, because if you carry from your property to someone else's property, you may also come to carry from rushus yachal to rushus rabim. U'b'chatzer gufa mutal taltal b'kulo. But in the chatzer itself, you're allowed to carry throughout the chatzer. You're even allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other, to lo gazru b'zeh rabbanon, because that was not included in the gzeirah drabbanon. The gzeirah drabbanon is only from a bayis to the chatzer, or from a chatzer to the bayis, but not within the chatzer. Within the chatzer, that's fine. So we said they make this eruv chatzeros because by doing that, we visualize as if the house where the bread is being kept is a home that belongs to all of them, because a person, the ikur bias that a person has is considered to be the place where his food is, right? That has nafkaminas for adlakas nir Shabbos. Do you light in there? If you have one home that you sleep in and one home that you eat in, which is the place that you light nir Shabbos? So you would light in the place, if all else is equal, you would light in the place that you eat. Uki'ilu kala chatzer, and we view it as if the whole chatzer serves that bias. K'moshe yisber Rambam mezel shono. The way the Rambam explains it is as follows. She'is arvu b'machal echad shemanichanos Erev Shabbos, that they join together with one food that they place on Erev Shabbos, Kolomar, Shekulanu Mo'oravin Va'ochel Echad L'Kulanu. They say, we are all joined together and we have one pot of food for all of us. Vein Kalechad Mimenu Cholik Rishos Mechavero. And none of us are claiming our own independent property. Elek Shem Shiyad Kulanu Shava B'makom Zesh Nisha L'Kulanu. Just like we are all claiming equal possession of this property that houses our box of matzahs, Kach Yad Kulanu. So too, we're all claiming joint possession of all of the private areas within this chatzer. We are all one joint rishus. So the Rambam says, and through that, they're not going to come to carry from rishus yachad to rishus rabim, because if they're all one joint rishus, the whole concern is that if you carry from one rishus to another, then you'll come to carry from rishus yachad to rishus rabim. But if it's all one joint rishus, it has no resemblance whatsoever to carrying from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabin. So to summarize what we did tonight, we said that there is a din midrabanan that you're not allowed to carry from one person's home to another person's home, even within the same chatzer or from the home to the chatzer, because you might come to carry from a chatzer to Rishus Rabin. And the way way to solve that is through Eruvei Chatzeros. Eruvei Chatzeros involves everyone contributing a little bit of food, putting all the food in one home, and everyone declaring that we are all together in this, and just like we're all together in this one home where our food is, we're all together in the entire Chatzer as a single piece of property, as a single unit, and therefore there is no two Rishuyos to be carrying to and from. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will learn Se'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.